doors were just open a lot.
Good morning, church family. How's everybody doing? Somebody said, I'm here. Yeah. Well, praise God that you're here. Okay, I'm going to go right to announcements. If you are doing Angel Tree gifts, they are due today. If you forgot or didn't know, then you have to find a way to get them here today, I was told. Also, Fresh Food Initiative is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. If anybody has never checked that out, they would welcome the extra hands, I think, always. If you are planning to participate in Pastor Kenny's class in January, can you please get with Tracy because we were supposed to let her know, and she hasn't heard from hardly anyone. Is that good? She's, I'm going to be a part of it. Oh, good. Okay, great. Yes, and you're ordering the books, probably? Okay. Yeah, just get with her. Okay, and then there will be no Thursday night Romans Bible study this Thursday and also next Thursday for the next 2 weeks. So don't come. Okay, and then my last announcement is there will be a candlelight Christmas Eve service this Saturday at 6:30, and I've heard that this church hasn't done that in quite a long time. So that will be special, and I hope that you can come. And then for those who can't make it, there is a Christmas Day service next Sunday. Tom and Tracy are doing worship. Thank you. And Philip has agreed to bring the Christmas morning message. So I have a feeling it will be, I don't know, it will just be different. Maybe more intimate or more old-fashioned because Brock won't be here, so maybe not all the tech stuff. But it will be beautiful. And now we need prayer. Martha, would you come and take prayer requests for us?
Do we have anyone with a prayer request?
I've got one.
All right, Evan.
Yeah, I've got a friend. He's one of my best friends from school. He is having a baby. Well, not him, but well, anyway.
That's different.
They through testing and everything, it seems that the baby has got a heart defect. So they're going through some medical stuff with the baby. They're going to have weekly ultrasounds at Mott's and everything. So prayers for him. His name is Jacob Corwin.
The father or the baby?
The father. The baby is... Hold on.
It's okay.
I lost it.
It's
all right.
Jacob's the father.
Yes. Yes, and Carly's the mom.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So Evan has a friend, Jacob, and his wife Carly, and she's carrying a baby that they think has a heart defect. So we're going to pray for the baby. Anybody else? Yeah, Ralph.
The house to
Okay. What's your granddaughter's name? Carrie? Okay. Carrie needs a place to live. It's Rolf's granddaughter. Anybody else have a prayer request? Yeah, Glenda. Pray for Delaney. Anybody else? Yeah. Carrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't imagine what that would be like as a parent. Nobody can until they've been through it. Anybody else? Yeah. Lindsay. Praise God. You have what coming up? I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Okay. So he is at the Ozone House or will be soon? Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. That's great. Anybody else? Yeah. So no drama. We come against the drama. Okay. All right. Yeah, Lorraine. Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. Let's. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Kelly. Wendy is her name. Wendy, her aunt, diagnosed with cancer. Okay. Well, Satan certainly is working overtime, isn't he? I think he knows that the end is near. And he's out there seeking whom he may devour. But we're going to come against it because we know that God is greater than him. All right. Let's go to prayer. Dear Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here this morning. We thank you for giving us another day to praise you, another day to serve you, Lord. We know that you are a God who hears and answers prayer, and you have told us in your word that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so we're going to lift these prayer needs up to you, and we are going to trust and believe that you are faithful and that you are going to hear every one of these prayers and that you have an answer for them. So, Father, for Evan's friends, Jacob and Carly, I pray that you would just take this heart defect that has been detected in their unborn baby and eradicate it and heal that heart, Lord. You can do that. And I pray that you would fill them with a peace that passes all understanding. And for the doctors who are treating this baby, I pray that they would be astounded when they do another x-ray or MRI and find out that it's gone. The heart defect is gone in Jesus' name, and we thank you for that. We pray for Carrie, Ralph's granddaughter. She needs a place to live. Father, that's very unsettling, but you are greater than that need right now. And so I pray that you would direct her, lead her to the right place where she can have a roof over her head and she does not have to worry, Lord. Take her worry away and replace it with a faith that you hear her and you know what she needs and you are out there with that solution. And Father, we lift up Delaney and her whole family. She's a very sick little girl and you know it, Lord. You have walked with her through this whole sickness. And many people have been praying for her. We don't know what the future holds, but we pray, Lord, that these radiation treatments would help. We pray for her mom, who is probably devastated, but yet we know that if she turns her thoughts and her hearts towards you, Lord, that you can calm her and bring a peace to her. And Father, we pray for Lindsay. She's feeling better, and we praise you for that. She has some health tests coming up. Father, you are Lord over those tests. We pray that they would all return with the right report. And we pray for Nick. We thank you that he got into Ozone House with the help of others and that he is making progress. We pray that he would get a job, hold a job, and that this would be a step in the direction of him being fully independent and living on his own, Lord, and holding down a job. We thank you and praise you for all you've done for him. We pray for Wendy, who has, there's been cancer discovered in her. But again, Lord, you are greater than that. It has to come under submission when we pray the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray that cancer gone and bring peace to her heart, Lord, that she would not be anxious, but that she would trust in you. We pray for Cindy, who's traveling to Colorado. We pray it would be a great time of relaxation and closeness with you, and that there would be no adventures or new drama, because she's been known for that. But with this trip, she's asking for, please keep it away. And for Nathan, who's got an MRI, we pray that this MS would be gone in Jesus' name. Heal him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, that you might be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for this service, that we still have the freedom in this country to come together and worship you, Lord. And we pray for the music and the pastor, that there would be an anointing on it and every heart would be changed and everyone would know that they've been in your presence as they've been here today, Lord. And we ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Now, if you would like to stand with us, we've got a bunch of Christmas favorites for you, I hope.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far, field and mountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star. Perfect light. Glory.
Seated, and Stormonts are going to do the Advent candle for us. The Stormonts are going to come do the Advent candle.
Okay, this week's reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Stir up our hearts, O God, the joy. Lift up your heads from the dust and adorn us with your righteousness, that we may rejoice and testify that our Lord has come. Heavenly Father, this fourth week of Advent, let us remember that the good news of Jesus' birth has the power to bring us great joy this Christmas season. Our joy isn't dependent on what is going on in our life, in our world, or the people that we are with. It doesn't depend on the gifts we receive or the gifts that we find under the tree. No earthly thing can ever give us complete joy. Our joy comes from you. That joy that flooded the hearts of the shepherds, the angels, the wise men, the hosts of heaven, and Mary and Joseph is the joy that still has the power to overwhelm our hearts with rejoicing. Flood our heart with joy this Advent season as we reflect on the good news of Jesus' birth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You want to stand with us, sing a few more Christmas hymns. children. You are dismissed to children's church. Father, I thank you. You may be seated. Father, I thank you that we don't have to ask Jesus to stay with us when he has come to be with us. He has come to stay, and we are sealed with you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our midst, and we invite you here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
So with that good news, let's go tell everyone we know.
Please stand with us.
It's okay.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds walk there watching, or silent flocks by night, beheld throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation on that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Precious Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the fact that you came. The fact that you loved us enough to become one of us, to be incarnated, to be enfleshed with us, so that we might know what a good God we serve. And now, Lord, we go from this place to serve a good God. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.